The Lady Cats volleyball team was defeated 3-0 on the road Tuesday night by Texas High. And I talked with Lady Cats volleyball coach Allison Irvin Wednesday morning.
Our freshmen and JV played great last night. They won our freshman 1-3, an exciting match, and our JV 1-2. They played really well. Our varsity, I think we had a little bit of a lull. They had about a 30-45 minute senior night. They have six seniors on their team, and they wrote about a paper long, 2-page long report for each girl and recognized them, which was a really nice thing for each of the seniors. But we kind of sat through that a little bit and then got started late. And we had plenty of opportunities last night. I think I've heard it's a tough place to play in T-High and or in Texarkana. They are very talented. You know, they have two girls going on full ride scholarships. Thankfully, they're graduating. But otherwise, we had some opportunities to pull through. The first set was our strongest. We only missed four serves the whole match. But our errors were defensively, trying to dig up their attacks because they can really bring it. And then getting our blocks there quickly because they have a fast-paced offense.
Yeah.
So.
What were the scores? How did it come out?
I believe the first one was 25-20, and then I think it was 25-16, 25-12, something like that. So as the match went on, I think we got a little more frustrated with ourselves. The first one, we had some opportunities, and the talent on T-High's team just kind of took over. Mm-hmm. So they were very scrappy, T-High is. And they're very strong offensively, and it's hard to get prepared for a team that can attack like that when we're not quite at that level ourselves, you know, to prepare for that. And so,
anybody kind of impress you and played well and that sort of thing?
I would say defensively, I'd probably say Sarah Womack back row. She led our team with, I believe, 13 digs. She did good. And in Hammock. And Molly and Tori serving, did a great job of serving and led her team an assist. And also she made some great defensive plays. And then, you know, front row, it was tough front row because you're going up against some big blockers, you know, and you're trying to block some big, fast-paced girls too. So tall is what I mean by big, but they're big and strong, so.
Uh-huh. All coaches have goals as far as missed serves. What's your goal? I mean, four sounds really, really good.
Yeah, because we're right at, I think that's 1.3 a set, something like that. So we, I think some more so instead of just missed serves, because that kind of depends on how many side outs you have and who's back there. I think it's based on how many errors that we're giving to our opponents. We're making them earn them, and they were earning them. We weren't just giving those points away on serving. We did a pretty solid job last night of serving, and we had several girls who got some aces, spot served the ball well. So it's just a matter of defensively being able to defend these, the greater size of our opponents in the faster-paced offense.
KSST Sports.